And now our second feature, written by Keith Skipper and titled Dapper Snapper Dick Was the Poster Boy of Photographers. Our reader is Dorothy Sneasby.
Pictures from the past invariably creep out of my memory box as telling reminders of people and places I knew and admired during testing early chapters of a lengthy Norfolk adventure story. Dick Jeeves, who died recently at 89, was the first press photographer to show me how to combine straightforward news gathering with joyful faces, sunlit acres, rural defiance, and unwavering faith in truly local values. I started my reporting career in fast-changing Thetford during the autumn of 1962. I had travelled to grammar school in Swaffham for 7 years before receiving what many friends dubbed a foreign posting to a town I had never visited. It came as a big shock to my country boy system, and I suspect Jim Wilson and John Kitson, my initial mentors in how to cope with an overspill of drastic alterations, wondered how many editions of the Thetford and Watford Times I could survive in a strange land. The arrival of photographer Dick from Norwich headquarters to chase up a list of illustrations to go with topical stories brought a measure of much-needed solace and precious evidence of traditional countryside virtues, defying the charge of change beyond trees, heaths and headlands. He found scope on his weekly visit for the odd Breckland ramble when I joined him to take in the delights of uplifting spots like East Wretham, Hockwold, Kilverston, Shadwell, Santon Downham, Wheating and West Harling. Muddy track to a lonely farm, forest worker munching sandwiches under a beanpole pine, postman peddling in time with his whistling, or village churchyard bathed in flowers set Dick's creative juices flowing. Retirement parties and golden and diamond weddings found him masquerading as a proud family member, recording for posterity. He advised me strongly to make sure all salient details were tucked away in a notebook before accepting invitations to indulge in a glass of homemade wine. We mulled over eye-watering memories of some of those potent celebratory brews I sampled when we teamed up to cover Norwich City away matches many autumns later. Thwaites Ale on a wet night in Burnley, and a rather peculiar mild bear, whose name I can't remember, in Stoke, seemed a bit tame in comparison. I reminded Dick several times how our Breckland safaris helped restore my confidence in Norfolk's ability to cling on to vital characteristics despite growing pains set in motion by Thetford's call to Londoners and an emergent fashion to see this region as ripe for massive development. Dick's 40 years on pictorially poetic missions for the EDP and associated papers yielded a rich and important harvest of vibrant images sliding into history across fields, lanes, hamlets and ponds still out of reach of sprawling estates and roaring traffic. His matinee idle looks and sartorial style certainly put scruffy reporters to shame. Yet, a quiet and unflustered approach to all manner of jobs made him the ideal companion over a pint to put the world in a more gentle perspective. Dick would chortle gently at epithets such as Dapper Snapper, but I can't argue too fiercely against suggestions he might have been this area's poster boy in a golden era of local press photography. I worked alongside a host of endearingly idiosyncratic characters, providing pictures to go with my freshly minted paragraphs on weekly journals, including Brian Smith and freelance Ronnie Newell in East Dereham, and Les Gold and his freelance son Ivan in Great Yarmouth. Other areas were served just as effectively by faithful servants like Norman Taylor, North Norfolk, Alfred Lovett, Lowestoft, and John Hocknell, King's Lynn. Chief photographers Don Rudd, known invariably as Chiefy, and Tony Kemp, along with EDP picture editor Terry Hudson, kept paternal eyes on it all from Norwich. I renewed old friendships and forged new ones with the Camera Corps in Norwich during my seasons as Canaries football correspondent. Dick Jeeves was often present home and away, poised to capture big moments in league and cup fixtures. Perhaps his measured approach, smart manners and easy smile would have proved handy on the pitch now and again. You don't get booked for charm, sent off for being polite, or lose any points for showing pleasure in your work.